Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I have got a very giddy Chef Adrian in the studio right now who, I don't think you got my cues there when I was trying to say, I'm going live. You're like, yeah, one second, I'm just going to take a quick video.
Yeah.
You are very welcome along to
Thank
the show
you.
Because, look, when I say the word salad, a lot of people at home right now in their heads are just thinking, boring, I'm not doing it. And maybe that is fair because a lot of the salads that we're used to are just limp lettuce, tomatoes, cubes of cheese and just slices of ham thrown in together. But are we missing a trick here? And can this be an exciting main meal instead of a side dish? Celebrated chef and author Adrian Martin, you are here today to hopefully change our mind on all of this.
I hope so. Can I just call out all the mammies for the mammy salads? And when you Google, and go on to Google and do it now, Google mammy salad and this is what you get.
Show me look.
Look.
But sure, this is what we were raised on. I can see it.
So, I mean,
eggs, cheese, bit of random beetroot there thrown in.
Like, yeah, just the scrapings of the bottom of the fridge. That's the way I look at it.
Is this what you're doing? Are you blaming our parents' generation for our disdain towards salads?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I think...
Shots fired straight away, Adrian.
So, I think when it comes to that's where our mind goes, or to the wilted leaves in the back of the fridge.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we were trying to kind of move away from and think about salads like they do in, say, Morocco, for instance, where it's celebrated. So couscous would be their most celebrated salad.
So good, they named it twice.
I was just about to say that. You caught me to it. it's a celebration thing. So, for instance, when you have a wedding, they do like 5-6 different types of couscous for a wedding as a celebratory thing, where you have loads of different spices, like Ras Al Hanout going through one, loads of different cheeses like feta and tomatoes. And I just think when you can have a look at one ingredient and how you can explore that ingredient, then that allows you to do something with salads.
I think the main problem is the fact that we don't look at a salad as a main meal, right?
Yeah.
So like if I'm looking to have my dinner in the evening, and especially now with my willingness for it to be summer and for it to be nice and sunshine and everything, you want something light, but you still need to be full. So like how are we going to get around this? How are we going to make ourselves feel more sustained?
I suppose you could just look at it. If you look at most salad dishes and the salad recipes, so you take even a Caesar salad or just like a regular salad, and there's enough carbohydrates and proteins in most of them. So the way I look at it is if I'm to make a meal from a salad, I'll think of potato first because you've got lots of starch and
there
carbs there.
Sorry, now you're calling so, every single Irish person is now going, okay, you've piqued my interest. Yeah.
So like basically baby potatoes can be delicious. So boil them, and then a quick way to kind of cool them down is to just actually run them underneath your cold tap of water and allow it to continue to go cold, or into some iced water as well. And then what you can do is you can mix that with a little bit of mayo, and I do curry powder and turmeric and garlic, and it's the most delicious potato salad ever with grilled chicken. So just grilled, because you get your barbecue out, you know, it's the time of year, the sun's out, I hope the sun's out, and piccolo tomatoes and sprouting broccoli. But I think if we combine those, you have a meal out of just salad ingredients, and I think that's it. But also, what's great is if you learn to make a salad dressing and keep it in your fridge. So use a leftover jar, a leftover jam jar, and learn a recipe for salad dressing. So very simple is 4 parts olive oil. So we use always extra virgin olive oil for salads because it's the one that kind of has the most flavor. If we're going for an Irish ingredient, I'd use rapeseed oil as well. So you can pick between the two of those. Some balsamic vinegar, so 2 parts balsamic vinegar. So when I say 2 parts, this is 4 parts is basically 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, and 2 tablespoons of honey. And that gives you a sweet and sour vinaigrette. Very, very simple one. If you like mustard, add a little teaspoon of Dijon mustard to it. If you like lemon, you can add a little bit of lemon to it as well for a little bit of zestiness. Shake it up, leave that in your fridge, and anytime you go to have a salad, like for instance, if I'm dressing, this is mad, but broccoli, for instance, sprouting broccoli lends itself lovely to a salad ingredient, so you can dress it when it's cold. It's really, really good.
And there you go. You were packing all of our vegetables into us. But the main thing always for me in life, and I always say this, like sauce is another food group for me. So like if if I don't have the proper dressing or proper amount of sauce, I'm not going to enjoy my meal because I'm all about wanting to be satisfied.
Yeah.
So this is very smart, actually, just making a jar of it up and leaving it in the fridge so it's ready for me to rock. Because that would be the biggest game changer for me. I'd be like, no, not doing it. I'm not having it. Let's get down to business. Give us examples of easy salads to make. I know you mentioned the classic Caesar salad that everybody knows there, and then basically the deconstructed dinner and chicken and tossed up into a salad. Is there another one you can give us?
So I tend to go for, say, I pick like a very popular one. So for instance, like slaw, for instance, I love red cabbage slaw. This is
delicious.
My thing, like on burgers, just on the side of everything. So it's very simple, just slice. So you can use a knife, or Madeleine is actually the easiest way to slice this. So cut it into quarters and slice. A little bit of white wine vinegar. So the acid basically kind of breaks down the cabbage, so it's not as raw in consistency and as chewy. And then you add a little bit of mayo to it and lemon juice, salt. Very, very simple, the most easiest thing ever. A great one is called panzanella. Panzanella is basically the use up stale bread. It was always like, it's a traditional Italian salad recipe, which basically you take stale bread, and this is the greatest way because I think croutons are so expensive in the shop to buy, so they're so easy to make yourself. So you just take your stale bread, for instance, if you have a French baguette or sourdough lying around, whatever, and you can either cut it into cubes or break it up. Some mixed herbs on top, so you can use either like fresh herbs if you like, so thyme and rosemary, or if you don't like that, if you just have dried herbs, go with your dried herbs, salt, little drizzle of oil, and into the oven till they go crispy. So those are your croutons. And panzanella is done then with your dressing, which I just explained, mozzarella, some more herbs, so basil, and we have chopped tomatoes. And this is the most easiest recipe, but it is so delicious if you serve it with chicken or something.
There we go, like adding in the chicken for good measure.
And I think sushi is, well, like I know either you can decide yourself whether or not it's a salad or not, but it's a cold dish served with cold rice. And I think if we can learn to make sushi, it is the easiest thing to make. Trust me, when you look at sushi, you think, oh God, this is difficult. It's actually so easy. You buy the nori paper, very, very easy. You cook your rice, you mix it with a little bit of rice wine vinegar, and you allow it to go cool. And then you just slice up your vegetables if you like, or if you're doing salmon, you can do salmon. But I think vegetable sushi is so delicious. So avocado, sliced up, leave your flatten out your rice, just literally roll it and slice it. It's so easy. It's literally the most easiest thing to make.
I know that you're naming it out right now, and it's so funny because to me, like, sushi is so exotic. And also, I'm that very person who will be like, oh my God, yeah, I love a little bit of sushi. And then they'll say, we're out of California rolls, and I don't know where to look or what to do, because I'm like, it's the most basic thing, because it's just cream cheese and avocado and a bit of salmon and stuff. I never in a million years would have thought to make it myself at home and class it as like my salad for the evening.
What's great is if you pick up a little sushi making kit, if you're a first time referred, you can pick up a sushi making kit, and it is literally the nicest thing to make.
A game changer.
Yeah.
Look, we're coming into like summer, better weather. Everyone's going on holidays. You start to kind of look to see where you can get healthier options. What kind of ingredients do we need to avoid adding into salads if we want them to be that little bit healthier?
I think I always look at food. I always look at it in moderation because I love butter and cheese and cream and dairy and absolutely everything under the sun. So I kind of use food for me, like, because I do a lot of running. So I just ran the marathon there recently, back last year, and I still continue on to run and plan to do it again this year. So I look at food as kind of fuel. So I try to carb load a lot because I'm running, but it depends on the individual themselves. And what suits them most. But I always say everything in moderation and we're totally fine. Not too much of everything. So for instance, too much of something can kind of bring down making something unhealthy. So even too much avocado can be too much fat, for instance. Too much mayonnaise can be very similar. So a good array of ingredients just to make sure that you get enough nutrients from them.
And finally, Adrian, if I was heading to the shop today now after the show and I'm going to do my shop, what key ingredients, if I had 30 quid, would you say that I need to come out of the shop with to make myself a salad? Come on, I'm putting you on the spot there now. And I want to make some for my leftover lunches as well.
Okay, so I would make a chimichurri. So pick up the ingredients of chimichurri sauce first. Yeah, so I'd go for some coriander, red wine vinegar, garlic, green chilies, And what I do is I blend that up, mm-hmm. and then I'll buy a steak because, like, why not? Steak salad is so good. So the leaves that I'd pick with steak, you kind of tend to go, because we think of this, what you're cooking should you determine what leaves you buy. So I would go for, say, watercress, because it's peppery, and rocket as well, because it's also peppery. So I would do is I cook my steak. So when I'm cooking steak, bring it to room temperature, season it, sea salt, cracked black pepper, smoke in hot pan, seal it, season side down, season the other side while you're waiting. And then I do a burn noisette butter, which is basically where you put in little cold cubes of butter into that pan till they go really nutty brown, and baste it over the steak. Leave it to rest. And then while it's resting, make your chimichurri, dress your leaves with your salad dressing. And then all you do is you slice that steak, you toss it through the chimichurri sauce. It's delicious. It really is. And then loads of salad leaves over top with some piccolo tomatoes. Piccolo tomatoes are the best ones if you're picking out them. They're really sweet as well. And that's what I would make with, I think that's about maybe 20 quid.
I think, yeah, I think we can get that. Yeah. I'll put it
and
to
then
the
10 left. Look out for fragola. Okay. I think fragola pasta is the most delicious pasta you can get. Boil it up like regular pasta. Mm-hmm. Mix it with red pesto and some feta cheese and salt. Very, very simple. It is divine. Fragola. Keep an eye out for it.
Okay, well, we can thank you for all of our very interesting salads. And I know for a fact now when I'm walking into a restaurant, I'm not going to automatically ignore the salad section. I'm going to go for it. Thank you so much for coming into us today, Adrian. That was chef and author Adrian Martin.
Jem Zamparali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.